to the Natural Professionals Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow series. I'm Sean Tuttle. Our mini lesson today is on your project list. Really simply, a project list is, well, a list of projects. And then a bunch of questions come up. So that's what I want to address in this mini lesson. Your project list is comprehensive. It's to be comprehensive. And this is because the moral of the story is that we are relieving your mind from remembering your stuff, right? You're learning how to trust your system and stop using your head as a storage space. A comprehensive list allows you to boot some things into the future. And that can be either because of timing or priority. By coming back to this list and reviewing it on a regular basis, it will trigger or remind you of stuff that you've got coming up or that you wanted to consider at some point in the future. What is a project? David Allen defines a project as basically any outcome that requires more than a couple of steps to accomplish. Following that rationale, you could say that something that requires two tasks to accomplish is a project. And that might be going a bit far. For me, I say that a project has more than at least three or four steps to accomplish. The name of your project is going to be either the end desired result, or if it's an event, it might be the event name. If it's a client, it might be the client name. Your projects may be work-oriented. They may be non-work-oriented. You can use your project list also as a way to park goals. So for example, I have a project called Healthy Me, and that serves to remind me every week, what am I doing this week to support my health? That might be exercise. It might be to add a massage. That's something that I can decide on the fly. But all of those things, what they have in common is reminding me to take care of myself. Now, should your project list be digital or hard copy? Really, you can do either. It can very simply be a page with all of your projects. Now, I would recommend that if you do hard copy, that you have two lists, one being current or active projects, and the second being someday or inactive. These are things that you'll review in the future. While hard copy can work just fine, I definitely prefer digital. And there are three main reasons for this. One, for that same reason of having a current list as well as a someday list or active versus inactive, it's easy to drag them around. You can drag it into active, you can drag it into someday, and you're not having to constantly rewrite it. If you're tracking it in a spreadsheet, same type of thing. You can either rearrange it or, literally, if it's in a spreadsheet, I don't want to get too techie geeky here because you can set this all up in a spreadsheet. You can have a column that is active/inactive, and then you can sort all of your projects based on whether that column item is checked or not. Okay, let's back out of techie geeky. We'll get to that another time. The second reason I like having a digital versus a paper-based list is that ideally, you've got 3 to 5 projects that are the most important for you right now. You can move those, literally move them to the top of your list, and then those are the ones you see first, which kind of re-emphasizes their high priority in your life. Do they literally need to be there? No, of course not. But our brains like to see the most important stuff first, and so that's one way to do it. And again, by not having to constantly rewrite your list, it's very easy to modify on a week-by-week basis which project is most important. The final thing I'd like to say on the project tracking using the digital format is about the two main ways to track your projects. One, as I've already mentioned, a spreadsheet. You can have a bunch of different columns that have things like priorities, active or inactive, due dates, that type of thing. Or you can use a to-do manager. I'm on a Mac and that's what I use. I use a program called Things. It's by Cultured Code. Another popular one for the Mac is called OmniFocus. And if you're on, if your PC or online, more online based, there's Remember the Milk. What I like about the To-Do Manager is that that is also where I track my to-dos. So as I'm looking down my project list, triggering out my next actions to move that project forward, I'm staying within the same program to park those to-dos. I know this is a lot, sounds like a lot of information for a simple project list. If nothing else, if you're just getting started and just trying to wrap your head around all of your commitments, grab a piece of paper and a pen and just jot down all of your commitments, all of the different projects that you've got on your plate. You can just write those down. And then you can make just some simple notation as to whether each one is active or inactive. Get them out of your head. And then as you do your review and planning session, you've got this list to work from. Your final question might be, how often do I look at this project list? Minimally, once a week. And of course, that would be during your wrap session, in your review and planning session. That's when you review all the projects on your plate, look at your priorities, look at your schedule over the next few weeks, and determine which projects you want to move forward. Then, once you've identified which projects you want to move forward, identify the single next action for each of those projects to keep it moving forward. So there you go. Getting your project list going is as simple as grabbing a piece of paper and a pen and just downloading all of the projects and commitments that are floating around in your head, getting those all written down, or entering them into a to-do manager or a spreadsheet so that you can work with them on a week-by-week basis when developing your to-do list in your review and planning session. Get more Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow lessons at naturalprofessional.com. I'm Sean Tuttle, signing off with a reminder that the era of struggle is over.